So, good evening. It's not only narcissistic grandiosity that makes me choose to sit on a chair right now. I've noticed that it helps me to see your faces when I speak to you, so that's the main reason. When I try to, it's a kind of mysterious process how our talk comes about, and usually it, for me anyway, it's something that I have to listen inwards and see what wants to be said. And today was so short, I realized that's very valuable, but it's not really a full talk. It's something that was said to me this morning on the notice board. So we don't speak to each other much, people send notes. And I always have mixed feelings about receiving notes. Maybe somebody has a question about something I'm not sure how to answer. Maybe somebody wants to see me and there's already so much going on. So there's always a quiver when I look at these notes. So today I took this first note I got and I opened it. And it just had three little words on it. I know who it's from because we went to see a teacher together a few weeks ago whose main spiritual practice is just traveling over the world, holding up a big sign in the busy thoroughfares of main cities with these three words. So these three words are really all I feel I... How do I say that? The most important of what I have to say tonight is those three words. Here we go. You're perfect. Yeah. For me personally, during the last few years, many of the old spiritual truths, veracities, have started to seem less solid. Things dissipate rather than accumulate for me presently. And when I came across this teacher on YouTube and checked out his website and saw him holding up this big sign in cities all across Europe and North America, "You're perfect," I thought, that's one of the few activities that remain completely meaningful. I think I could do that. But then I thought, yeah, more needs to be said. And then I drifted over various topics, and one topic that came to me begins with dog shit. So the tradition I belong to as a monk for 17 years is the Thai forest tradition. It's a very earthy tradition. They don't shy away, rather they seem to revel in some of the mammalian aspects of human life. And Ajahn Chah is the master who founded the tradition that I belong to and still feel like it's my spiritual family. And one of the many stories he told his monks was about this monk who was looking for a peaceful place to meditate. And he went to the seaside, found a quiet place. Something funny here after a few weeks, didn't quite like it. Something about the smell, I don't like it. So he moved into the forest instead, try to find a peaceful place to meditate. Same thing happens. Initially it's good, and then after a while he feels, no, don't like it here anymore. Funny smell around here. He climbs up the highest mountain in his province and finds a suitable little hermitage. Practices there for a while. I don't like it here anymore. Something fishy here. So it's a sweet story, you know, the monk with dog shit in his pocket.